VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. Call right now with your questions at 888-723-4630.
So when last we left, we were speaking with Ron. He's still with us from Pelham, Alabama. He's known on eBay as OilerMan21. He's a first-time caller. We thank you, by the way, for that, Ron. He found us on the eBay website, which is like a miracle. But yeah. I won't go into that.
You're treating me terrific. I've never done this before.
Oh, well, we're happy to have you. Thank you so much, Ron. So we're dishing a listing for him, number 1820, 2790, 1846. Mm. And we're trying to explain to him why he should not tell these stories that he's telling and why nobody reads all of this, Ron. That's the problem.
And what I was going to say at the top of the hour before we went on the break was that you may find the occasional buyer who says, oh, isn't this great? I'm going to sit down and read it. But the vast majority of buyers, and we know this because we study buyer behavior continually, every day. Buyers are so critical to yours and our business at eBay. We need to know how they react to everything. And in this case, we know that when they're presented with a page of text information like this, they shut down because they don't have the time or the inclination. What they want, they're searching for the item. They see the photos. All they're looking for is the details. We see that... over-marketing in your description just doesn't work. And in fact, because it usually involves more text than necessary, it ends up turning a buyer off.
Let me tell you one of the things they think about, Ron, when they see all this text. They think, oh, God, I'm going to have to read all of this in case there's some fine print. Oh, God, you know, well, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
So you need to keep it short and to the point.
Yes.
So, for instance...
I've got too much verbiage in there.
Oh, too much verbiage.
Way too much. You only need 5 or 6 or 7 lines.
Uh-huh. Okay.
In other words...
So I've got to re-examine them and cut them down and try to make the score to points to sell the item without having them sit down and drink a beer for an hour.
Yes, because...
Yes, although you sound like a character, and even though I don't drink, I would sit down and have iced tea with you while you're drinking your beer. All right? You're a very interesting person, I can tell that. But saying things like, do you remember that one kid on the block who had all the special things that nobody else had? Well, now's your chance to be that kid. You take out that whole paragraph. Gone.
Yeah.
All right? The paragraph above it, take it out. All you need is... Music box plays. Oh, by the way, in the title, you might have wanted to say Summer Wind. I don't know. Uh-huh. Griff, what do you think? It plays Summer Wind.
Yeah, you'd want that if that's the song it plays.
It plays Summer Wind. Okay. So you might want that in that. I would take, you know, the one up above it? This is very rare and hard to find item.
Yeah.
Just say, you can say very rare in one line. That's all you have to say out of that. Take out the whole next paragraph. Mint condition, displayed in a glass display case. Where should that be, Griff?
Music. I don't know.
Mint condition. That should be. Just say mint condition. Condition mint.
Yeah, all this needs to have is the facts, ma'am. That as what's his name would say. Just the facts, ma'am.
Joe Friday.
Yes. Right. Oh, the three of us remember that.
So what kind of figurine was it, ma'am? Well, it was an Inesco figurine. It was a beautiful, lovely,
just
glittery.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts, ma'am. So, yeah, I would just put these like Bob Mackey, Barbie, Goddess of the Sun, Music Ball Box, Song Played, Summer Wind, signed by Bob Mackey. Oh, that's important. This is signed by Bob Mackey?
Yeah.
That needs to be in the title.
Oh, it has to be in the title.
It's not an actual where he took it and signed it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. Designed. You could say designed by Bob Mackey then.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What?
It's considered signed if it says Bob Mackey on it. It doesn't have to be his actual with a pen.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't go there. I must be wrong.
Because if it's not signed by him, and it isn't, you don't want to say signed by Bob.
Because usually they say signed piece, meaning that it's signed by, you know.
I don't see a signature anywhere. I see underneath the...
It's on the base of the statue in one of the pictures.
Right. I don't see a signature, though. I just see that it's a music box that's numbered 240-something out of 5,000. I don't see where there's a signature itself. So you can say Bob Mackie designed.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. There's not even...
There's no signature.
His name isn't even on there.
You can't say signed if there's no signature.
Got it.
Right.
The signature... Okay. Okay.
And so you say it plays Summer Wind and is signed by Bob Mackie. Is there a signature somewhere that we don't see?
If you will look at one of the pictures,
yeah,
I'll see if I can get the one that... Hold on. I'm trying to go through them now.
I'm doing the same.
Okay, and while he's doing that, Griff.
Yeah.
CJ.
But I get the point, and I appreciate what you guys have told me.
Oh, great.
And I do talk a lot, and so I'm going to have to go through, and I could do this. I know what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. I can go through these and shorten them, condense them, leave key facts in there, take out a lot of the verbiage.
And then call us back.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Now, CJ,
who
says eBay education specialist,
yes,
suggests that you do it like this, Ron. Character, yeah. Bobby. Artist, Bob Mackie. Type, music box, you know, in your item specifics. Just yep. One word item specifics. Fewer words, okay. The better, okay? Why don't you redo this, cut it down, call us back on a Tuesday or a Thursday, and we're happy to help you.
Okay, terrific.
Really, we want to follow you, Ron. Do it.
Your time and your trouble, and your advice is appreciated, and will be taken to heart.
Thank you. And is it pronounced Pelham or Pelham?
It's Pelham.
Thank you very much. Just like Pelham Parkway in New York.
Pelham Parkway,
in the
yes.
Bronx.
Oh,
yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-46. What is our phone number? God. I'm catching your disease.
It's 888-723-4630.
Okay, good.
You're catching my disease.
Yeah, I'm catching your...
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't know.
Like, I beg your pardon.
Okay, so let's just get on with it and talk about Sohelia from Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
She has sent us email, and she would like a dishing of her store.
I bet she would.
But she has sent us an item number.
Yes, she did, didn't she?
It is 1619.
I'm not there. I'm having the biggest problems with this. You know what it is? I can tell you what's happened.
What's happened?
So I rely on Internet Explorer for the using eBay community and the group and everything. And every now and then, somebody changes, and I'm assuming it's our IT department, just changes all the settings so I can't use it for community. Oh, that's great.
Oh, no. So you can go to Chrome or Firefox?
Well, I use Chrome for personal. I don't want to mess it up. So I opened up Firefox, and I had to configure it because I haven't used it in years.
Oh, I see. Okay. I use Chrome mostly for everything now.
We love Chrome.
Yeah, we do.
We love the Google. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. It is 1619-8960-1050. Again, that is 1619-8960-1050. So if you get there, then we'll go to the store.
Yeah.
But let's go, before we do this, before we go to her store,
yeah,
there is just one thing I wanted to say about.
We don't really critique stores. There's not much to do in a store to critique it.
Well, let's look at it just for the heck of it, and then we'll come back and we'll dish this listing.
All right.
Her store is called California Unique Boutique.
Yeah.
And I happen to think it's beautiful.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you there.
Okay, good. Tell us why.
So the first thing is, it's your images for the banner. You've got an image that's really busy, and it's also because it's filling in a certain space, it's stretched out horizontally, so it looks distorted.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I would rethink your banner. If you go
beautiful
through...
Beautiful colors, though.
There's steps on and suggestions on the size the photo should be. This is not a great photo for the banner. And then her avatar is the same sort of situation. It's impossible to read. There's so much text on that avatar. It's like you're using it to sell, and the overall effect is it reads as nothing. So I would definitely, what would I do here? I would definitely change that avatar out. And it's also it's also a little bit out of policy compliance, because what I can read is you've got links in there that link to back to Facebook, and avatars can't have all those links in it. It's unreadable mostly, but when I get really close to read it, I read, you know, that's actually not in compliance with policy. So I would rethink your avatar and definitely change out the image for the banner, because the image for the banner is coming across as distorted horizontally. That's it.
Okay. Shall we go back to the, let me see. I'm going to go back to 100%. I had to go up to 300% to read your avatar. That's right. Not good.
Yeah.
So shall we go to that item number?
Are we dishing the listing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it then.
Okay. The item number, again, is 1619-8960-1050. Again, 1619-8960-1050.
Okay.
Because I wanted to say something. I happen to like her photos, but you tell me what you think.
I think they're okay.
Good. I like them.
Stylish mannequin. And when we come back, I'll tell you what's really good about this, too.
Oh, good. I liked it, too. Okay.
Yeah. This segment was brought to you by Campaign Go, helping you master your sales. There's still time for your listing to get all dished up here on eBay Radio, 888-723-4630. It's the eBay Radio Ask Griffin Lee Show.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business that's providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
We were getting ready to dish the listing. In fact, we were involved in it and talking about the pictures.
Yeah.
And the listing that we're doing for Sohelia, who lives in Los Angeles, California, known on eBay as Graceful Days.
So look at the second and third photo.
Okay.
So here's what I love. This is a great looking mannequin. It looks like Beverly Hills.
It does.
And it gives you a great perspective on both the size of the bag and how it hangs off of your shoulder and the proportions of the bag to a, you know, standard kind of woman's height and weight. It's really ideal. It's great. I love it.
It is.
She's got on those dark sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
That are, you know, the huge old style sunglasses.
And
it's great.
It's Giorgio Denny, real leather, handmade in Europe.
Yeah.
So it looks very, you're right, Beverly Hills.
I love it.
Yes.
I just.
And she's called California Unique Boutique, so it kind of fits in. Let's talk about the title. Giorgio Denny, leather, handmade bag, croc. Well,
Man.
Not real crocodile. I don't know if you should put croc there. Two-tone European designer fashion chic.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. I don't know if it works, but I'm going to leave it because it's something I don't know about.
Okay.
It's actually a lovely bag. I mean, it's a great looking bag. It's got style. It's got grace. It's got it's inside. It has a place where you can put your things you put on your face.
$85. Buy it now. Seems pretty good. New without tags. Free shipping.
Free shipping, we love.
Then description.
$85, that doesn't seem like a lot of money for this bag.
Huh. Then description.
First item specifics, perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, they're good. She's got the measurements.
On the chat board.
Right.
Add the word purse.
Purse.
Yes, I would never put bag looking for a purse.
I do think that we discovered that when you search on handbag, listings with the word purse in them come up.
Oh, do they? Even
yeah.
Listings with the word purse. This does not have purse in
it. Yes, but I think if I search for purse, this should show up.
Okay.
And I'm going to try it. I'm going to search for leather, Giorgio Denny leather purse. Hold on, I guess.
Okay.
See if it shows up.
All right.
Purse. It should, based on what I've been told. And it does.
Okay.
So the word purse is tied to the word handbag in the search engine.
This doesn't say handbag. This says bag. It says handmade bag.
Right, but it still shows up.
Okay, great.
It still shows up.
All right, Griffalo.
So
we'll do it.
You don't have to put the word person in this case. Description's a little wordy.
Yeah, well, item specifics, I think you should use the metrics along with the inches. That's going to be a mantra of mine.
Well, so that's how, and here's how you would do that. You would say bag depth in inches, and then you'd put the number 4, and bag depth in cm, and you'd put the number whatever it is. You can't put like bag length 12 inches and then some centimeters. They have to be, when you're item specifics, think of them this way. They're a short little formula with an equal sign, an equation per se. One, the left-hand side is the attribute.
The strap label, drop.
Right, the attribute. The right-hand side is the value.
30 inches adjust to less.
See, and that's wrong. And I'll tell you why it's wrong. It should be strap drop 30 inches, not adjust to less. It's not part of the value. And I wouldn't even have 30 quotations, although I think it's legal. It works in the search engine. I would say strap drop in inches and then put the number 30. And I would not put anything else.
Okay.
So that's something that all sellers to keep in mind when you're creating or typing in the value for an item specific. It should be one value only. So, for example, on the color, she says whiskey and brown. Those aren't, that's not going to work. It should be color, choose one. I'd say brown.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have more than one value in there, or it won't work in the search engine at all. I mean, as a part of a visual description, as a part of a visual description, it's not bad. But as a search benefit, it doesn't work.
So I usually put, maybe I'm doing this wrong, the inches and then in parentheses, the centimeters, but that's wrong.
That's wrong. It's not going to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down in my description, I do that. So that'll be okay.
And the description is fine. But yeah. Item specific should be one value. There's the name on the left or the label or what we call the attribute, and then one value and no, nothing else.
All right. So now down in the description, what do you think?
It's a little long.
A little.
Yeah. Little long. Harder to read.
Yes, it is.
And then she's doing something that doesn't work.
Go ahead.
In her description, she's using two sentences to put a bunch of keywords, and it's actually not a wise thing to do. So some of these keywords don't really relate to the item. What does Europe,
down at the
Russia,
bottom. I
Canada,
see what you're
Australia.
About. Hollywood, Hawaii.
Right. And I think what she's thinking is this gets picked up by search engines. It doesn't.
Whiskey, brown, silver, designer. You don't need those.
Right.
So the last two paragraphs take out.
Get rid of them.
And then shorten your descriptions here and make them easier to read.
Yeah.
Color. Front, back, and bottom of bag. Croc and Boyce whiskey color. Or just color, one color, and go with it.
Yeah.
But down in the description, she could say whiskey and brown. She could say that in the description,
I don't know. What is whiskey color?
I think it's got a little red in it.
Whiskey.
A little red brown.
That's just tan. Why would you call it whiskey?
I don't know.
For me, this is tan and dark brown.
Period.
Those are the colors. When you start getting like designery with the color names, you're going to lose someone who may be looking for tan, which is what this is actually. This is a light tan, that crocodile embossing leather. You put whiskey. Who's searching on whiskey for color?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'd be careful with that.
So what do you think? So we want you to shorten your description.
Right.
Short and to the point. That's all you need. And put the question. You know, say silver, you know, just, and then go on to the next sentence or the next line underneath.
Yeah, and you're doing a lot of description of, it's like you're describing what we can see in the photo. You don't really have to do that. Your photos are really good. We can see the different details. You don't have to point them out to this depth. You know, that it's an adjustable length shoulder crossbody strap with silver square buckle and a level leather snap on stopper. The middle magnetic snap on overflat. And why are you capitalizing all the words, the initial letter in all the words?
You can do that in the title.
Yeah, but it's really hard to read.
In the description. Yeah. You shouldn't do
that. I think
it's
hard to read when you're doing that.
So, on the chat board, Seacoast Bargain wrote, and I believe she wrote this about a previous dishing that we did, but it holds true to this one. She said, in my humble opinion, sellers need to be told to crop their photos, especially the gallery photo.
Yeah.
You don't need the dead air around the item, just the item. This is especially important for potential buyers who are looking at your item on mobile. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I don't think that this listing that we're doing now is egregious in that respect. The photos are fine.
Okay.
Yeah. There may be one or two. For example, there's a photo of the bottom that has a lot of white space. But, you know, what you'd end up with otherwise is white space. Because eBay, if you cut this or crop this down to just what we're seeing in the picture, eBay is going to fill it in with white stuff around it.
Mm-hmm.
So crop as much as you can to focus the main meat of the image on the item that you're selling. And I think in this case, she's doing that fine.
So what do you think we should give her? Now, we want this person to pretty good. I mean, not a lot of verbiage on the bottom, but it does need to be made a little shorter.
I think so.
And the pictures are wonderful. And we love the pictures in the storm. We love the way the use of the mannequin is like one of the best I've seen.
Yeah, I love the mannequin.
Actually. Okay.
I thought she was real.
Right. So what do we give her?
I was going to say 4.9 again.
Yay!
We haven't hit a 5 today, though.
No, we have not hit a 5 today. We've only given away one dish towel so far.
Just the one.
So Helia in Los Angeles, California, known as Graceful Days, thank you so much for letting us dish this listing for you. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. For even more eBay Radio fun, eBay information, and selling advice, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. Just go to Facebook.com, put in eBay Radio, all one word, and click join the group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. So it's funny when you have to be the one. Betsy and I both admit people into the group, okay? We're both administrators to admit people into the group. And it's funny because you want everybody to be in the group, right, Griff?
Yeah.
So you let somebody in who, well, maybe they don't have eBay or anything about selling online on their page, or, you know, but they get their family up there and it looks like they're nice people, and you admit them, and the next thing you know, you get a porn picture. We had to remove a porn picture yesterday.
From where?
From the eBay Radio Facebook group.
Well, no one ever tells me about it. Let me go and inspect it to make sure that it's really bad.
You wouldn't have been interested.
I wouldn't?
No.
How do you know? How do you know about it? I'm interested in making sure that we get the right porn off the right side.
Okay, well, we'll let you know next time. We'll take a screenshot for you.
No, you don't have to go that far, babe. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick start and end dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports, too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at CampaignGo.com. That's CampaignGo.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display. while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at the ebayshop.com.